Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Good afternoon. I got absolutely no clue what time it is for you. I just know it is the Weekend Recap of Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Welcome in, everybody. What a week. What a weekend. Always amazing, and I'm so happy I get to come to you. Get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Check out the website, too, dorfonsportsradio.com. What a crazy week. Okay, so we had all kinds of craziness happen. I want to start here with what Simone Biles did, capping off her sixth U.S. title with a historic triple-double. That's two flips, three twists. And she landed it, the first woman to ever do that in competition, and just an amazing deal. So pretty awesome stuff there. The other stuff that's going on in the world, man, the USA basketball team, what's up with that? Nobody wants to play with them. Major League Baseball, you've got obviously the NL and the American League wild card totally heating up. Some division races are getting pretty good as well. So we've got you covered all around the place. Then what about the football? Holy cow, people, preseason, it's here. It has come. Week one in the books as far as the NFL goes, preseason style. Are you kidding me? We are that much closer to NFL football. Real games, meaning real things, coming right around the corner in September. Yeah, it's true, people. It is absolutely true, and that means something else. College football is also on the horizon. So much to talk about with you, and thinking about some of the other things happening. Serena Williams had to take a withdraw out of the tournament in the finals. Too bad for her, the young Canadian. Pretty cool for her, by the way. She wins that thing in her hometown. And then Nadal, man, that dude just unstoppable. So really cool stuff going around in the world right now in the sports world. I'm really wanting to talk to you about it. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter, too. It's Dorf on Sports. And check out my website. It's dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, everybody, I'll be right back. You keep it close. So much to get into. I'm just getting loose, just getting warmed up. It's the Weekend Recap. Andy Dorf right here on Sports Overnight America.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
High fly ball, deep right center field. Thompson and Engel are back. It is gone to Souvenir City. Jose Ramirez breaks the spell for Cleveland with a two-out, two-run homer in the seventh, and the Indians have a 4-2 lead.
Hernandez turns on a ball. High drive left center field. Forget about it. Home run, Kike Hernandez.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
We got a lot of work to do, but this is a good start.
Welcome back in, everybody. Get at me. Let's talk. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports, everybody. All right, everybody, let's get back into what's going on. And I love the clips because you can always feed off those things. And think about that game that happened between Cleveland and the Twins. Sunday was a really good game. A lot of good games. Went to extra innings. Cleveland winds up winning 7-3 in that ball game. I'm going to go through all the scores for you and let you get, and then I'll get you caught up on exactly my analysis, what I think is happening in Major League Baseball right now. Angels at the Red Sox, and I'll tell you what, Red Sox can't afford to keep losing ball games. Another exciting game here, but not exciting for the Red Sox as they lose at home once again, and that has really just been the problem for them. 5-4, Angels get it done. Astros going down to the Orioles, and that was a huge, huge upset, if I'm not mistaken, throughout the day. One of the biggest of all time, maybe the biggest in like 15 years, something like that. But 8-7, Orioles do beat the Astros, just showing that they're human, if you ask me. Yankees 1-0 over the Blue Jays, and there's a theme with the 1-0 games that I'll get into today as I go through them. I'll get you caught up to speed on what happened with all that. Royals beating the Tigers 10-2. Nationals getting the Mets, and the Mets have been hot lately, so this is going to be a fun race to watch in the National League East, people. Nationals 7-4 over the Mets. Braves get it done over the Marlins 5-4. Cubbies 6-3 over the Reds, and they needed a victory because Milwaukee's been hot on their trail, but they didn't win today, so we'll let you know what that was in just a moment. Athletics 2-0 over the White Sox. Rangers, here, like I said it before, there's a theme here, something going on. 1-0 over the Milwaukee Brewers today. Rangers at the Brewers. And like I said earlier, Cleveland did get it done against the Twins in 10 innings, 7-3. So that race is absolutely knotted up and really fun to watch right now, too. Pirates go down to the Cardinals. Fun game there. 11-9. Cardinals get it done, and they keep themselves right in that wild card race, right in that division race. So fun stuff coming down the stretch in Major League Baseball. Rockies 8-3 over the Padres. Padres have been a disappointment, making that huge splash, getting Manny Machado, and not the results that they probably were expecting, hoping for. Diamondbacks going down to the Dodgers 9-3, and that hurts the D-backs because they're obviously trying to stick around in that wild card race. Rays, another one here, folks. Keep catching on with the theme here. 1-0 over the Mariners, and I'll tell you what, man, they had a pitcher that really, really performed well. Yarbrough, he goes out there, man, oh, man, and he pitched eight innings and two-thirds. They pull him out for the last batter. You could see the dude was not happy about that, and I totally get it, man. You throw 8 2/3, you don't let me finish the job? What the heck is wrong with you? So I feel you, brother, but at the end of the day, the most important thing, you guys got the win. You're sticking around as far as the wild card race goes. And you know what? If the Yankees slip up a little bit, you can make that interesting too. Phillies lose to the Giants 9-6, and that was important for the Giants to have any glimmer of hope when it comes to the wild card. So let me get you caught up to speed on the standings, and then I'll give you some analysis of what I think is going to go down here toward the end of the season. Yankees still on top of things by 8.5 games over the Rays. And Boston Red Sox out of the division. They're 4 games over 500, man. Like, seriously, they're in trouble. They're not making the postseason. I said it about a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, went on record and said, look, Boston Red Sox, your World Series champions from last year, not making the postseason. Ain't happening, people. Not going to do it. So 62-58, 16 games behind the Yankees and out of the wild card right now. Cleveland and Minnesota, well. Things are all knotted up, people, in the Central, in the American League now. Cleveland, like I said, they've been looking in that front. They've been looking, pushing on the gas. And you know what Minnesota's been doing? They've been looking in the rearview mirror. And Cleveland has been playing tremendous since June 1st. June 1st. This isn't just like all of a sudden. They're the best team in baseball since June 1st. Okay, so that's what we got going on there. Cleveland, Minnesota, all knotted up. White Sox not even in the mix, so we don't need to talk about them. The Royals are Detroit. Astros on top of their division now by 10 games, but Athletics, Oakland is in the wild card race. So that we'll see who winds up getting it there. It's going to wind up being either Tampa Bay, Minnesota, or Cleveland, whoever doesn't win the division, or Oakland. So you got 4 teams battling for 2 spots. So two pretty good baseball teams aren't going to make it, basically in a nutshell. All right, looking at the National League, Atlanta Braves still clinging on and hanging on to that 6.5 game lead over the Nationals. Now an 8 game lead over the Mets, and the Phillies have slipped behind the Mets. So they're 60-58. And this is going to be fun. That's kind of a disappointment too when you think about the Phillies. They went out, they got Bryce Harper, and you know what? It's not that great so far. They're in 4th place. But with that being said, not completely out of the wild card race, not completely out of their own division. As we know, lots of games between the division, your own division, down the stretch of baseball. All right, so, but I do like Atlanta. Push comes to shove, Atlanta's winning that division. Chicago on top right now by 2 games over the Cardinals, 2.5 games over the Brew Crew. Brew Crew finally losing. They had won 4 or 5 straight. They were bound to lose, playing a lot without Yelich, playing without 3 of their starting rotation. So the Brew Crew, I don't know how they're even doing what they're doing, to be quite honest with you. In the National League West, it's a joke. The Dodgers have a 19-game lead over the Diamondbacks, who are, like I said, clinging onto the wild card race in the National League. And right now, how that looks, it's pretty jumbled up. You got the Nationals, who are 7 games over 500, and they are leading the wild card race. You have the St. Louis Cardinals, who are 6 games over 500, and they're in 2nd place. And then you have the Brewers. They're right behind it, 0.5 game out of the 2nd wild card. And then you have the New York Mets. They're a little bit behind the Brew Crew. And then you have the Philadelphia Phillies. So, again, in the National League and the American League, it's totally going to come down to how you play in those big, big, important games that really mean something to you in your own division late in the season. But I want to touch on something that I kind of hit on earlier when I was talking about the three, or not the three, but it happened to be three games today or during the day on Sunday, if you will, because it's probably not Sunday where you are or where I am anymore. But the point is this. 3-1. First time that's happened in about 5 years or 6 years, maybe 2013, if I'm not mistaken, July 27th of 2013. And they all happened to be road teams getting the victory. So that's where I was going with the 1-0 ball games. And there were three of them, all road teams winning 1-0. First time since like 2013, July 27th. Speaking of which, Boston Red Sox, here's the problem. Here is the big problem. 30-32 at home. Are you kidding me right now? You're 30-32 at home. You don't deserve to be in the postseason when you're under 500 at your own house. It's crazy, man. So if they weren't a pretty good road team, then they'd really be in big trouble, is what I'm saying. Like, they would be really, really bad if they weren't so pretty good on the road, actually. So something's been going on that has made them not as good at home like they were last year. Very dominant, a place that they played really well. So that's what's up with the Boston Red Sox, not making the postseason. That's your World Series champ from last season. I still love the Houston Astros, by the way. All right, I hear music. I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'm going to do that just here in a moment. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me talking weekend recap right here on Sports Overnight America.
There's another drive. Deep right field, stay fair, and it is gone. Deep into the lower deck. Oh, baby. Home run number 16 for Ramirez.
And a tall right-hander with a 2-2. Socked into left center field. That's well hit. Heredia racing back. He's turning around. That ball is out of here. Xander Bogaerts pummels it for his 10th home run of the season to put the Red Sox back in front.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Are you kidding?
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
Everybody on their feet here. Hader ready again. Here it is. Swinging fly ball in the right center. Broxton is there. And they're the champions.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Yeah, baby. Start drinking heavily. Let's talk sports. Get at me. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. And by the way, I could be really disappointed myself because I happen to be a huge Milwaukee Brewer fan, and I do appreciate Scott hooking me up with that unbelievable clip. Listening to Bob Uecker is like, seriously, it's like church music to me, man. It's beautiful. It's a thing of beauty. Guy's the best. And you know what? I'm fearful that the Brew Crew don't have enough to make it to the postseason. Unfortunately, when you're down three of your normal starters, it makes things a little difficult. Other guys got to come in and make things happen, and it doesn't always happen that way. So we'll see. Hopefully my crew, the True Blue Brew Crew, and anybody listening to me in the great state of Wisconsin, or if you happen to be a Brewer fan, hit me up, 1-800-878-7529. Let's talk about it. Tell me why you think they will make the postseason. Because I'm definitely a little worried. But really, just think about Major League Baseball in the last few 6 weeks and how fun they're going to be to watch. Which leads me to my next little thought. And pardon the pun, by the way, which I just said little. But the Little League World Series is happening as well, people. It's always every baseball player. I don't care if you're a major leaguer, a minor leaguer, whatever. You're always trying to get to the World Series of your league. And I don't think there's anything more pure than watching those little leaguers out there on the field. Games are entertaining. Kids make mistakes. It's real life, people. It's real life. So I was really encouraged and really excited to watch the team from Wisconsin, by the way. Congratulations, man. Kudos goes out to you kids. Great run. Great run. And let's talk about a couple other things just kind of randomly on my head right now for a moment. Why not? Rich Paul, thinking about that situation just a little bit. I'm not a Rich Paul guy. Okay? I don't have any ties to him. I don't have any loyalty. But I will say this. We live in America, people. We live in America where you don't have to do things the way that somebody before you did, and you don't have to go to college necessarily. And let me get this out there real clearly. I am a huge advocate and a definite supporter of the education system. And if you don't know who Rich Paul is, by the way, it's pretty hard to believe. LeBron James's agent. Several other NBA players' agent, and he has gone in and really made his mark for these guys. and help them to really increase their earning potentials. So this new rule that they're putting into effect in college is just, obviously that's why it's being called the Rich Paul rule, where you got to have an agent that has a college degree. I mean, it's just, it's insane. It's ludicrous. Again, I'm not necessarily a fan of the guy. I don't know him. I don't have anything against him. I think more power to him because of what he's been able to accomplish. But man, oh man, what's wrong with people? Seriously, in all seriousness, what is wrong with people? Just because this guy is really good at doing something and you don't like the fact that he comes from something different than you, you're going to try to change the ball game? You know, that's what people really, really get annoyed with by the NCAA. Is that they're constantly changing the damn rules, man. They play by their own rules, for crying out loud. So I got Rich Paul's back in this situation, man. I think the guy, more power to him. Congrats, man. Congrats. All right, let's keep it on the topic of basketball. USA Basketball. What is up with USA Basketball? Nobody wants to play, man. It's like a team of guys that are really excited. Don't get me wrong. They're excited to be there. But none of those names that you would have expected to be there are in the mix. So it's pretty interesting with how people have to decided to not play. I understand you got to play a lot of games throughout the year, and a lot of these guys play extra minutes because they're playing postseason basketball. I get it, man. I get it. But this is something different. This is where you got to throw that stuff aside, man, and do something for the pride in which you should have for your ability to play basketball, but your ability to play basketball for the USA. And when we were sending our college kids and the amateur kids, they weren't good enough to get the games done and win. All of a sudden everybody, you know, it became something that meant something to people. And now that we've been pretty successful, obviously, and, you know, things aren't in desperate or just desperate need, or it just seems to me like, what happened? Why do you all of a sudden, great players, not want to be there? And then the fact that some people thought it would be a real nice gesture because they don't think Carmelo is going to get back in the NBA. I don't either. Don't need one-way players in the NBA that are like 35 years old. Just don't make no sense. Rather give a younger guy an opportunity. But people thought it might be a nice gesture to let that dude, who is like the highest scorer in USA basketball history, get back out there and run one for his squad, for the USA. And that might be a good way for Melo to go out. Look, he ain't wanted in the NBA. Nobody wants that kind of a guy. But when it comes to USA Basketball, might be a good fit. That's all I'm saying. Might have actually been a good fit. But the same thing there. And it's weird because I don't think anybody's actually vocally said this to Melo and said, look, man, we just want a younger breed, bro. Like, it's actually nothing against you at this point. Other than the fact that nobody wants a one-way player who's 35 years old. But they're going younger. It's that simple. It's that damn simple. They're going younger. It's always about trying to get younger. And Scott, believe me, man, I feel the same way. I don't give a rat's, you know what? I don't feel bad for Carmelo Anthony. No way. Don't feel bad, man. Don't feel that. That's one thing you really got to learn. Never, ever, ever feel bad for a professional athlete. When they're down in the dumps, when they're, you know, making mistakes, don't ever feel bad for those people. They are in that position for a reason, because somebody believed in them to either fail or to make it happen. And they just didn't do it, or they did do it. And then they make somebody else look really good. So, wow, man, just crazy stuff in the world of sports. And I know I kind of went off, but had a few things on my mind that I just kind of wanted to get off my chest there. So get at me, people. It's always good to talk to people and let me know what's on your mind about the sports world. And by the way, on the other side, I will get into some NFL football and break down some of the things that are going on. Obviously, week one just happened, preseason style, and I got lots of thoughts and opinions about what took place over the weekend with NFL football. So get at me. Let's talk about it. 1-800-878-7529. Always hit me up on Twitter. That's fine, too. It's Dorf on Sports. I'll be right back, everybody. Weekend recap style right here on Sports Overnight America.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow, the number 100.com.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Outside the one. Handoff, Elliott powering into the end zone. Behind the right side. Touchdown, Cowboys. At the Cowboy 34, they'll let Zeke do it. Bounces out right. To the 40. To the 50. To the 30. Sideline 20 and out of bounds.
Jones again with time. Corner of the end zone. Completes it. Did Fowler get his feet in? Yes. Touchdown, Giants.
This is Sports Overnight America. The Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf.
You don't think we can win some ball games this year? We're going to win some ball games.
We're definitely going to win some ball games, people. Welcome back. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Andy Dorf, Weekend Recap, Sports Overnight America. Love talking sports with you, everybody, each and every Sunday when I come to you live, at least from where I'm at, starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, into the wee hours of the morning. I know that. I love it. And you know what? I'm not complaining about it either. Listen, NFL football is here, and Daniel Jones is going to be the future of the New York Football Giants. I did like the pass that the kid threw for a touchdown in his debut. And you know what? Maybe, just maybe, they didn't mess things up. Maybe. You never know. Let's see how it plays out in 3 or 4 years. That's how it works in the NFL, in case you didn't know. When you hear all the boos and everything at the draft, sometimes those boos are so wrong. And you know what? Sometimes they're so right. And sometimes the cheers you hear are absolutely wrong. Those should have been the boos. Does that make sense to you people? Makes a lot of sense to me. All right, so let's get into some of the scores, and why not? Let's just run through them. Colts lose to the Bills. It's preseason football. Doesn't mean much, but we'll run through it. 24-16. These are Thursday night games, by the way. Daniel Jones, like I said, throwing a touchdown in the Giants' victory, 31-22 over the Jets. Browns, Baker Mayfield looked pretty sharp, at least from what I saw. 30-10, they beat the Redskins. And speaking of that, Dwayne Haskins, he was a little bit of a bag of mixed chocolate, if you know what I mean. He just was all over the place to a certain degree, had a couple interceptions, some good stuff, some bad stuff. So you don't exactly know what you're going to get from these guys. And here's my thought with this. Unfortunately, if you're struggling in game one of the preseason when the defenses are extremely vanilla, I think that maybe letting this guy go in the teens might have actually not been a bad idea. But you know what? Plenty of time to prove me wrong. And you know what? I'm not saying he's not going to be good. I think the guy has an unbelievable arm. We know he can sling it down the field. It's all about realizing that the NFL is tougher. The windows are tighter. The spiral's got to be a little bit tighter. Your pass has to be a little bit more accurate. It's got to get there on time. A lot more timing stuff. So, look, bottom line is this. It's early. Let's see how things shake out. Patriots, 31-3 over the Lions. Why not just call them the Lie Downs? Dolphins win 34-27 over the Falcons. 27-10, Titans beat the Eagles. Jaguars they didn't score a point, man. That's pretty hard to do in preseason. I'm sorry. That is really hard to do. 29-0, Ravens just absolutely smoking those guys. Panthers 23-13 over the Bears. Packers 28-26 over the Texans. Cardinals 17-13 over the Chargers. Seahawks 22-14 over the Broncos. Steelers 30-28 over the Buccaneers. And then the Vikings 34-25 over the Saints. Chiefs 38-17 over the Bengals. Had a good talk with Ari Wolf, by the way. If you haven't checked out Dorf on Sports, do that please for me. Check it out. Always live 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time in the mornings. You can check that out every Sunday morning, always live talking to, honestly, I try to get the best quality guests, seriously, no joke, man. And Ari Wolf is fantastic. He's all over the map when it comes to play-by-play. Dude is fantastic. He's with the Chiefs preseason, does those preseason football games with Trent Green. Great wealth of knowledge with the insight that he gave us on the show. So anyways, keeping it going with this, the Chiefs did win 38-17 over the Bengals. Raiders 14-3 over the Rams. 17-9 was the final of the 49ers Cowboys. And let's talk a little bit about that situation with the Cowboys. Ezekiel Elliott still not around. There's talk that they're talking a little bit, obviously. You do have to understand that when you have guys like Dak Prescott and you also have Amari Cooper, and then we know we have Ezekiel Elliott, who all want to get paid, okay? And they all deserve to get paid. Like, I'm not saying they don't. But you have to realize and you have to come to a common ground and an understanding that, look, business is business, and going out there and being with your team and your mates that you're going to be either running the ball for, passing the ball, or catching the ball for, you want to build that camaraderie, at least in my humble opinion. It's the way I feel. And I know that everybody understands it's a business. So they're not going to be mad. I wouldn't expect them to be mad. But you got to realize that you have a job to do. And people are depending on you. And in some cases, like Ezekiel Elliott, he's still got 2 years left on his deal. That's the thing that really, really bothers me. Is that guys just, at any point in time, when they, whether it's warranted or not, they just feel like they deserve more money. Whatever happened to honoring that contract and just playing it out and knowing that you will get taken care of? Because, look, at the end of the day, they're going to take care of these guys, man. They're going to take care of them. So it's just, it's mind-boggling what goes on. It really is. For so many different reasons. It's on so many different levels. Because if you really break it down and you really think about it, it's not about one guy. It's about 53 guys. So everybody's got to do their part, if you ask me. All right, so what did I see? Well, I saw Kyler Murray go out there and perform at a pretty high level, but not really being put under much duress. And then when he was put under duress, well, they sacked him. Look, I think that if you're a Cardinal fan, and believe me, I love talking Cardinal football. Live in Phoenix, Arizona, people, in case you don't know. Doesn't mean I'm a fan. I support all the teams. But we all know where my loyalties lie. Back in the great state of Wisconsin. With all those teams. But ultimately, Kyler Murray is going to be fun. He's going to be exciting. It's going to be a little bit sloppy at times, I'm sure. It's going to be looking really fantastic at times, too. Because he has that kind of ability. We know it. Wouldn't be the number one pick if you don't have that kind of ability. I'm going to be really, really curious to see how their offensive line holds up, which they've made some moves and some upgrades. But it doesn't necessarily mean that those guys are going to stay healthy either. So we'll see how that works. We'll see how patient people are with Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury. Because it's always easier to blame the coach. It's what happened last season. That's why Cliff Kingsbury is where Cliff Kingsbury is. Speaking of which, I have an odd feeling. Excuse me. I got a weird, weird feeling in my throat, obviously. But I also have a weird feeling about the Arizona Cardinals. In the sense of when you work for this organization, it seems like guys just can't keep it together, man. And if you don't know what I'm talking about the Cardinals executive, Ron Meinger. He'd been arrested on suspicion of a DUI. Does working for the Cardinals drive guys to drink? And I'm not even saying that in like a laughing matter, man. I'm saying it seriously. You saw what happened last season. And then you see what happens once again. So I hope that they can figure things out. You have to have guys working around these young men that you can trust that are going to hope that they're shaping the way that these young men want to be out in the community and the society as well. So you can't have that kind of stuff at the top. I think when they did set the precedence that they did last year, I mean, how do you fire this guy now? You get what I'm saying? Because that's not what happened. Steve Keim didn't get fired. Actually, they gave him got another opportunity, man. It's kind of crazy. So, got to do the same thing here. Like, I'm not joking at all. So, we'll see how that all turns out. But just getting back to Kyler Murray for a moment, and then I'm going to move on. Obviously, he's got a lot to prove. He's got some weapons, so we'll see how things shake out. I think it's going to be sometimes really pretty, sometimes pretty ugly. That's football, though, isn't it? All right, moving on. Speaking of Messi, the Browns, man, that'll be interesting to see if they live up to their hype. Baker's got a lot of weapons. Lot of weapons. So they're going to be fun to watch. Guaranteed they're fun. All right, we got to hit AB just quickly. AB, man, the helmet thing, the feet thing, let's face it, Pittsburgh is really, really happy. They're lucky. They don't have this headache anymore. That headache is gone. The headache that they probably wish they still had might be Le'Veon Bell. No joke. But AB, man, dude, just – and your son, the lack of awareness, if you haven't caught the new Hard Knock series, if you haven't caught it, man, his son had no awareness of the situation. Where's Ben Roethlisberger, he says, to his dad. So it's just either that was he was put to it or he just has no awareness of the situation. Speaking of awareness of the situation, music is gone means I got to take a break. I'm going to do that. I'm going to come back, wrap things up. You know how I do. I always give you a parting shot. So keep it close, everybody. Get at me on the Twitter. Again, it's Dorf on Sports. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me here talking weekend recap style on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
With the first pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Kyler Murray, quarterback.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Okay. Let's go.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Baker, time again to throw. This time over the middle and caught in the end zone for a touchdown, Rashard Higgins. And I'm not sure you could have a better opening drive than the one that Baker Mayfield just put together, 89 yards for the score.
What the hell's going on out here?
It's the weekend recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
He certainly knows how to shake things up.
All righty, everybody. Absolutely. Know how to shake it up for you, people. Get at me on Twitter. Follow me there. Always exciting, always fun at Dorf on Sports. Look, man, here's the deal. The NFL is going to be off the chain, off the charts this year, people. Baker Mayfield has all kinds of weapons. I was thinking about this fantasy-wise, man. He and Odell Beckham. Think about that, Matt. Every now and then, you could be looking at 3 touchdowns. And if you have that combination, like the 2 of those guys together, you get the 6 touchdowns. So that legitimately could happen. I'd almost go and get him and Jarvis Landry. Like, no joke, man. I think both those guys have just an off-the-chain, off-the-charts year. Odell Beckham is playing with a chip on his shoulder, thinking about what happened with him in New York. He felt like they just kind of dogged him out. And you know what? I kind of like when a guy plays with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. And then you look at the other situation with a guy like Antonio Brown, who goes to the Oakland Raiders, man. Just a different situation where he's continuing just to be like that guy who's just always in the news about the wrong reasons, man, for his feet. Doesn't want to wear the helmet that they want him to wear. more trouble than he's worth if you ask the Dorf man. That's all I'm saying. Like, seriously, Odell Beckham is going to go out there and perform like a maniac. I know he's going to. Anyways, I know I hear the music. I know I got to get the heck out of Dodge. So I'm going to do that. Scott, awesome job for me tonight. I appreciate you. You know that. Everybody, I'll be back next week. Love to do it right here with you on the Weekend Recap. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Sports Overnight America.